Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting. That's the only way you can hear me today. No video streaming on Twitch or YouTube today. However you're joining us today, though, if it's not video, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. Even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. It is not sunny where Brian Alvarez is. It is cloudy, it is windy, and as a result, the man has got no power. I would make a joke about Brian as he ages in his life, losing power in different parts of his existence, but I won't. I'll just say that that's the reason that there's no video today. Hardwired in here to Sports Byline. It's going to be me and you today, and Dom, of course. Hopefully, everything is fixed by the time tonight comes. Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer and Brian, maybe, possibly. Stay tuned to Brian's social media and such to see if that changes. But we'll soldier on today because that's what we do. Or in this case, that's what I do because filthy Tom Lawler is also not here. He's got a contract with limited dates. What can I do? A lot to get into. Tonight is AEW Dynamite, the go-home edition for the show. As full gear is on Saturday, run down everything that's planned for tonight, as well as the lineup for the pay-per-view. Speaking of AEW, Buddy Matthews has lined up some future appearances. I'll tell you for who. WWE has filed a trademark on the name Edge. Jade Cargill is signed with a new talent agency. TNA has added two matches to Turning Point coming up on November 29th. The Real World Tag League is kicked off for New Japan. And in the least surprising news you've ever heard, Linda and Vince McMahon are separated. Oh yeah, and Tony Storm retired. Sorta. We'll get it all started when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Looking at me. Look at that, look at how they're looking at me. Eyes all sticking like honey on bees.
Yeah.
Look at how they're looking at me.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturdays starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and Andrew Zarian joins you on Sundays beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com or at WrestlingNewsAV on X and Facebook. Every single day of the year, everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. We know Dave Meltzer is going to be there. At least I think Dave Meltzer is going to be there. He was on vacation. Threw everybody's schedule off on Monday when there was no Wrestling Observer Radio. Can we go four consecutive days? Because by the time everybody usually hears that show, it's Thursday. Because it's midnight Pacific time by the time Dave and Brian finally get to record a thing. But if they can't record tonight, what are people going to do? How are people going to get their news? Well, they'll get it from the wrestling news. But what about all that pontification? I think Brian is going to be okay tonight. Brian and Dave back, Wrestling Observer Radio, Dynamite tonight, and plenty of other things going on in the news. This is in the news. It's not exactly wrestling news, but it's in the news. Linda McMahon's attorney, Laura Brevetti, confirmed to the Washington Post that Vince and Linda are currently separated. Now, that's really not news at all, because for now we are going on years. You can actually say years, like 3, 4, 5 years. It's been since there have been rumblings that Vince and Linda were separated. Why is it news now? Well, it's because President Trump-to-be, Donald Trump, again, is going to nominate Linda McMahon again for a cabinet position. Last time around, it was the Secretary of the Small Business Association. This time around, it is for Secretary of Education. And even that really wouldn't be news as it concerns this show. But last month, of course, a new lawsuit was filed against Linda and Vince and WWE relating to the company's Ring Boy scandal in the 1980s and early 90s. And Linda could face questions about that lawsuit during her confirmation process. Brevetti told the Washington Post that the lawsuit is baseless. Quote, this lawsuit, based upon 30-plus-year-old allegations, is filled with scurrilous lies, exaggerations, and misrepresentations. End quote. Vince and WWE are also, of course, facing a separate lawsuit from former employee Janelle Grant, who has accused Vince of physical and emotional abuse, sexual assault, and sex trafficking. Grant's lawsuit against that group, as well as John Laurinaitis, has been on a six-month pause since June, and amid a legal investigation into Vince. That 6 months will be running out next month on December 11th. This summer, Linda was reported as saying everyone in her family is doing great in the wake of Grant's allegations. So there you go. That is the news as it relates to Linda McMahon and pro wrestling and this broadcast. We will go ahead and put that to the side. For something else that's also not news, but some people fell for it. Toni Storm has told SB Nation that she has retired from professional wrestling, effective immediately. I can hear cars driving off the road right now. This is what she told SB Nation's James Dator. Quote, I'm not used to being a loser. I failed at everything. I lost in AEW. I lost in Japan. I lost in Mexico. This is the last you'll hear from me again. Enjoy Mariah May as your champion. You can enjoy all that. AEW is just fine without me. Everything is going well for AEW. They don't need Toni Storm. End quote. James Dator continued, quote, Storm said she hasn't spoken to AEW president and CEO Tony Khan about her decision to hang up the boots, confirming that this story is the first time he'll learn about her decision as well. A despondent Storm continually apologized, and when asked if there was anything that could change her mind, she asked me, the interviewer, to try and convince her to keep wrestling. End quote. Some people actually fell for that headline that said Toni Storm is retiring from wrestling in AEW effective immediately. If you just clicked and read that, I don't know how you could possibly have believed it. I'm hoping nobody that is listening to me right now opened that up and believed it. But if you did, I'm here to tell you it's not true. Toni Storm is not retiring. And in all likelihood, she will get somehow involved after the champagne celebration tonight on Dynamite goes sideways between Mariah May and Mina Shirakawa. And at some point, Toni Storm will be holding Mina Shirakawa in her arms and vowing revenge and to get her title back from Mariah May. I mean, it's the only way that that can go, right? We'll see. WWE filed a trademark on the name Edge. Through an attorney, WWE filed to trademark the name for wrestling purposes yesterday, according to documents made available on the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office website. The purposes of the filing are stated as, quote, wrestling exhibitions and performances by a professional wrestler and entertainer rendered through broadcast media, including television and via the internet or commercial online service, providing wrestling news and information via a global computer network. Well, there goes my idea to take the name The Edge and then just start doing wrestling news with it. I guess I can't do that anymore. It goes on to say, providing information in the fields of sports via an online community portal, end quote. Copeland began wrestling as Edge when he made his WWE debut in 1998. He continued to use the name until debuting in AEW last October. In an interview with Fox in 2022, Copeland spoke about how he came up with the name, saying, quote, I would have preferred Adam Copeland, but that wasn't the way it really worked then, right? I was doing dark matches and Don Callis involved. Don Callis and I were driving and the radio station, it was in Albany, and it said Edge 10-something. And growing up in Toronto, Edge 102 was always one of my favorite stations, end quote. And that's how he came up with the name. Although I guess we can also blame Don Callis a little bit for that as well, too. Transitioning now to Jade Cargill. I guess the only good transition would be Adam Copeland wrestles in AEW. Miro sort of exists in the realm of AEW And Miro was also a part of Paradigm Talent Agency, in which Jade Cargill has joined up with. The sports group division of the Paradigm Talent Agency, Variety revealed that today, said she has signed with the sports group for all representation in all areas. The talent agency, which talked a little bit about with Filthy Tom last week, has a growing list of WWE clients, which also includes Damian Priest, Tiffany Stratton, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, and Liv Morgan. In their announcement, Paradigm called Cargill, quote, a living, breathing superhero, end quote. That is exactly what she looks like when she's out there. Paradigm is one of the top talent agencies in Hollywood, ranking behind the William Morris Endeavor Agency, as well as the Creative Artists Agency and the United Talent Agency. Paradigm started a sports group division last week and has a specialized team of agents that work to represent what it says is a roster of elite athletes and iconic teams. So Jade Cargill can now join the list of a bunch of other people. Talked about it last week when it related to Liv Morgan and the fact that she wants to get out there, do a lot more when it comes to TV and acting roles, whether that be on TV or in movies or any of that sort of stuff. One thing is for sure, again, whether Jade Cargill gets any better than she is right at this very second in the ring or not, she comes across as a star. And even if she cannot be used in singles matches in the main event of a WrestleMania that go a half hour with Charlotte Flair, it doesn't matter, because she can make a lot of money just selling merchandise of herself, and I'm sure Paradigm is going to help her out to try to facilitate all that sort of stuff. NXT was last night. AEW Dynamite is tonight. And we got a lot more to get into when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Lames try to rob me. It's going to be a homie. I hope the president appointed me.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Wrestling Observer Live. AEW Dynamite tonight live on TBS from the Santander Arena in Reading, Pennsylvania. Not the Anthony Santander Arena, just the Santander Arena. It was announced on social media yesterday that Chris Jericho and Tomohiro Ishii are going to sign a contract tonight for their ROH World Championship match coming up next week on Dynamite. That now joins, I believe it is 7 other segments that had already been announced for the show. The main match of the show, at least I would assume it's the main match on the show, Wheeler Yuta against Orange Cassidy, just days before Cassidy is to face off against Wheeler Yuta's sensei, Jon Moxley, for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship at Full Gear. The man who has been telling Yuta from Jump Street to trust him, when has he ever steered him wrong? Claudio Castagnoli, he will be facing off against Darby Allin. In an 8-man tag team match, Will Ospreay, Ricochet, Powerhouse Hobbs, and Mark Davis will face off against the Don Callis family of Konosuke Takeshita, Kyle Fletcher, Lance Archer, and Brian Cage. I still don't like this when it comes to Powerhouse Hobbs, and I understand that you wanted to get Mark Davis back in the mix, and it allows for the 4-man Callis family team to be bumping up against Ospreay and a collection of other people, and that's fine, I guess. But Powerhouse Hobbs, and I like the idea of Lance Archer and Brian Cage being singles opponents for Powerhouse Hobbs. That works. Got a bigger, older, much more experienced Lance Archer that Powerhouse Hobbs can go through. And you got a guy in Brian Cage who could bounce around a lot. Physically, he looks impressive like Powerhouse Hobbs is, but can fly around for him and take Powerhouse Hobbs. Be a big guy, unlike Lance Archer, who can take a lot of Powerhouse Hobbs' power moves and make him look spectacular as if he was a lot smaller. So Brian Cage and Lance Archer at some point in one-on-one matches with Powerhouse Hobbs, I like that. But to bring Powerhouse Hobbs back and just kind of make him another guy, which is what I worry about, and it's still early here, but it's been, what, 2 weeks now. We'll see what they got coming here tonight. I want to see a standout performance, and then I would love to hear that Powerhouse Hobbs is going to sink his teeth into a singles feud here to help try to build him up to something bigger down the line. Chris Statlander faces off against Hikaru Shida. Hechicero, Atlantis Jr., and Mascara Dorada will be in action. I am assuming that that is in a trios match. And then, of course, the champagne celebration between AEW Women's Champion Mariah May and Mina Shirakawa. Obviously the high point of the show. Unless you are Filthy Tom Lawler. And then in that case, your high point of the show will be the appearance of Costco guy Big Boom AJ, which is leading into his match. That an AEW press release that they sent out yesterday that I got said was 20 years in the making. Yes, AJ, Big Boom, Costco guy, 20 years in the making, his match against QT Marshall, which will take place on the Full Gear kickoff show. We'll see how that goes. After they get done with Collision tonight, they'll tape Friday's Rampage. At that point, probably we'll have a good idea on how many matches are going to end up on the Full Gear pre-show. I don't think they're going to be packing any more matches onto the main card Saturday night, November 23rd. Have you heard it's November 23rd? They've been telling you it's November 23rd. It's November 23rd at The Rock, the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. AEW World title, Jon Moxley against Orange Cassidy. Kyle Fletcher against Will Ospreay. TBS title, Mercedes Moné against Chris Statlander. Bobby Lashley against Swerve Strickland. Hangman Adam Page against Jay White. World Tag Team title, Fatal 4-Way. I guess I don't know if it's a Fatal 4-Way or not. I assume it is. No elimination rules here. Private Party defense against the Outrunners. Brody King and Malachi Black. And the Acclaimed, who knocked off Roosh and the Beast Mortos on Collision on Saturday. TNT title match, Jack Perry against Daniel Garcia. And we'll see if tonight Daniel Garcia and Daddy Magic Matt Menard come driving in with Jack Perry still taped and chained to the top of the scapegoat mobile that they had stolen last week. And, of course, Roderick Strong against MJF. I kind of put those matches in order on how I believe they're going to be on the card from main event down to the opener. In a perfect world, MJF would not be in the opener, but if he's not in a world title match, you know how that gimmick goes. He wants to have his match and get out of there. He's going to have it against Roderick Strong. We'll see if Adam Cole, baby, has got any comments about tonight, as well as if he and Roderick Strong have worked things out with Kyle O'Reilly yet. On last week's show, if you recall, Kyle O'Reilly shook the hand of Roderick Strong, but didn't shake the hand of Adam Cole, which people pointed out draws back to the hard feelings that Kyle O'Reilly had with Cole when Cole super kicked him in the face on NXT. I assume that's the story that they're continuing to play off of now, but we'll see. There will not be a Collision this week, as the pay-per-view on Saturday is going to take up all the air there. So the only extra you're going to get is going to come by way of the Full Gear 0 Hour pre-show, which has got QT Marshall against Big Boom AJ. But other than that, nothing. So that may be the reason we're seeing Hechicero and Mascara Dorada and Atlantis Jr. make an appearance, as they may be on the pre-show, the 0 Hour pre-show on Saturday, but we'll see. Speaking of Collision, and we may have done this yesterday, I can't recall or not. I know we talked a lot about the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight and the fact that it really hammered Rampage and SmackDown last Friday night, so we may have already talked about Collision. If so, I apologize. I'm going to say it again, though. Last Saturday's AEW Collision drew its biggest audience in months, with 356,000 people tuning into TNT, according to WrestleNomics. That was up from the previous week's viewership of 332,000. The show did a 0.11 in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic, which was slightly up from the previous week's 0.10. On Monday night, Raw averaged 1.516 million viewers on USA Network, which was down 3.1% from the week before, but it's still the second highest audience total that the show has done since October 21st. Raw finished third on the cable charts and fifth overall on television with a 0.49 rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demo. The only programming to beat it was the NFL on ABC and ESPN, as well as the show's pregame on both networks. It's the same rating Raw did last week, which ties the show's second-best number for that category since August 23rd. This is all very nice. Means nothing at the end of the day when it comes to WWE and Raw, as that show, of course, will be heading to Netflix in January. What it does do, though, is boost up the fourth quarter numbers that USA Network will be touting. They're obviously keeping SmackDown, but the fact that they have Raw giving them another 1.5 million people every Monday night is something that they are going to savor until it is gone. House of Black member Buddy Matthews is headed back to Australia. Melbourne City Wrestling announced Matthews for the show's for the promotion show on December 8th and noted that the event will take place a little over 2 months from AEW Grand Slam Australia, which is taking place on February 15th in Brisbane at the Melbourne Pavilion. Before signing with WWE in 2013, Matthews wrestled as Matt Silva for MCW and is a two-time holder of the company's heavyweight title. He returned to the promotion in 2022 and has wrestled there 5 times since, including 2 shows this past February where he dropped the MCW title back to Slex. So Tony Storm was already over there doing some promotion. Buddy Matthews going over, doing some promotion there too. It's going to be interesting. Again, Brian talked about it on this show, talked about notes and messages that he's been given about the market over there. It is going to be an uphill climb to try to get a big crowd in Melbourne, but we'll see what they do. Buddy Matthews going over there certainly is not going to hurt matters at all. Probably wouldn't hurt matters at all if you added some New Japan talent down there as well, too, or maybe try to put that as part of the mix to try to drum up interest in the show. Interest is getting drummed up in the Russell Dynasty show and with the Tokyo Dome show for New Japan, Wrestle Kingdom, on January 4th because people are wondering if Kenny Omega is going to be a part of it. In another very in-character interview that took place recently, Kenny Omega told New Japan's website that he has spoken with New Japan executives and has decided that if Kid wants a match, he'll wrestle him inside of the Tokyo Dome. Omega returned to New Japan at Power Struggle earlier on this month. He cut a promo in front of the live crowd expressing interest in facing one of New Japan's younger talents on January 5th. Omega was later attacked backstage in an angle by Gabe Kidd. Said Omega, quote, "I wasn't even sure if I would be medically clear for January 5th, but what Gabe did and said was enough to push me over the finish line. I might have been known as the best bout machine in the past, but my goal isn't to elevate Gabe Kidd to a world-class performance. My goal is to show Gabe Kidd the reality of the situation that he's in right now and show what embarrassment in front of 10, 20, 30, 40,000 people and many thousands more watching around the world looks like." That is exactly why Kenny Omega is over there and doing angles right now so they can try to get 20 or 30 or 40,000 people inside of the Tokyo Dome on January 4th and again on January 5th. NXT, when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11-6 through 12-4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez not with me today. I'm sorry. Power's out. Nothing he can do. Nothing I can do. That's just the way it goes. When Mother Nature decides she's going to be that way, that's the way it is. But if you miss Brian, and he makes his way back tonight, you can hear him if you become a member of the website. $14.99 gets you everything that the site has to offer, including the incredible archives of audio and back issues of the newsletters, plus a ton of site-exclusive podcasts and other content. Twitch, it offers one free subscription as part of their Twitch Prime. You can use that on us. Go to twitch.tv/F4WVideo, hit subscribe. It'll ask you if you want to use Amazon Prime. Say yes. Wrestling Observer Live, most days. Wrestling Observer Radio, Brian and Vinny, Figure Four Daily, and more. You can get them through there. If you only want video, live and on demand through YouTube, you can do that too. That's $9.99. And select podcasts are available through both Spotify and iTunes at $9.99. You can head on over to WrestlingObserver.com for all of the information on how you can become a member of F4WOnline.com/WrestlingObserver.com. A new match has been announced for Wrestle Dynasty on January 5th, because I'm not done talking about that quite yet. Told you about Kenny Omega and Gabe Kidd. Well, now we've also got a four-way match for the inaugural International Women's Cup. The winner of the match will be able to challenge for any title of their choice. At least that's what it says. AEW, ROH, Stardom, and CMLL will have qualifying four-way matches between now and January 5th to decide their representative. In addition to the Women's Cup four-way, the current Wrestle Dynasty card is scheduled to have Zack Sabre Jr. against Ricochet, Jack Perry against Yota Tsuji, and Tomohiro Ishii against either Shingo Takagi or Kenosuke Takeshita for the NEVER Openweight Championship. That match will also be for Takeshita's AEW International Championship if he is still champion by then. We know the Young Bucks are scheduled to be going over for either the 4th or the 5th, most likely the 5th. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting because with what the New Japan January 4th Wrestle Kingdom show is, I don't see 40,000 people buying tickets. And with what they have so far, even with the specter of a Gabe Kidd, Kenny Omega match, I mean, how many people are you going to be able to get in there for a second night? Going to be interesting. Two matches have also been announced, a TNA Turning Point, which takes place on Friday, November 29th. Yesterday, Josh Alexander against Steve Maclin in a no DQ match. And the Hardys and Ace Austin against the Rascals and Kushida were added to the show. Alexander and Maclin is a rematch from Bound for Glory, where Alexander came away with the win. As of now, the rest of the TNA Turning Point card also has Nick Nemeth defending the TNA World Championship against Eddie Edwards, Knockouts champion Masha Slamovich against Jordan Grace, and the annual Turkey Bowl six-way, Joe Hendry against Eric Young, Hammerstone, PCO, Brian Myers, and John Skyler. Haven't seen too much of TNA recently, so I'm not sure exactly where Eric Young is standing on the sanity and just the overall food chain in TNA. I mean, the turkey outfit was made for him. He's been in it several times, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think you could put a turkey suit on Hammerstone that you don't get, like, you know, custom fit. He couldn't even get, like, one of his calves into one of those things. Very vascular he is. John Skyler, I'm looking at you. Either you or Brian Myers, one of you two guys, you're going to have to go in that turkey suit. That's just the way it goes. PCO, nobody wants to see that. NXT last night, CW, Boss Man's favorite show from the Performance Center in Orlando. Show opened up with Nathan Frazier defeating Eddie Thorpe in a qualifier for the Iron Survivor Challenge match, which is coming up at the Deadline special premium live event in a couple of weeks. Frazier got the win in about 10 and a half minutes. The match was basically a backdrop for all of the tag teams that Ava talked to last week brawling with each other. They were all shown menacingly throughout, from the even before the match, from the time that Frazier and Axiom were walking backstage and disagreeing with each other over the fact that they need to get ready for this tag team title situation that they got coming up. Frazier kind of blew it off and just said they're all going to kill each other anyway. Turned around, Gallus was behind him. Throughout the night, there were teams popping up everywhere. Long story short, Frazier pinned Thorpe after a Phoenix Splash. All the teams brawled at ringside. They continued to brawl at ringside throughout the rest of the show, but we'll come back to that in a moment. Andre Chase vignette aired. There were two of these, and they were both really good. He talked about the past and the present of Chase U when they came back from a commercial. A Julio video package aired. After it finished up, Kalani Jordan was shown watching in the locker room alongside Robert Stone and Stevie Turner. She was all fired up, demanded that one of them go talk to Ava and get her an Iron Survivor qualifying match next week against Julia. I know I'm the only one, okay? I know I'm the only one. Kalani Jordan's a heel. She just strikes me as a heel. Just strikes me as somebody who's really good at gymnastics and everything. It's just something about her voice, something about how she can carry herself. I get it. She looks, when you just look at her, you think, babyface. Like Roxanne Perez, like a lot of people. Oh, look at her. I don't know. I think she actually has got legs as a heel down the line. We'll see. We'll see. But I kind of got that feeling here that maybe they might be going in that direction. We'll find out. Another women's Iron Survivor qualifying match, Stephanie Vaquer defeated Jada Parker. Match went about 11 minutes. Jada Parker is going to be a star on the main roster at some point or another. She's got the size, she's got the look, she's got everything except for more experience. But she was in there with a much more experienced person in Stephanie Vaquer, and they had a damn good match. The only problem with the match was the ending. And it really wasn't a problem in that, you know, they got to move things forward. So Lola Vice came down to ringside carrying a brick, which was a callback to Parker hitting her in the face with it during their last match. Parker got distracted. It allowed Vaquer to catch her in that package neck breaker gimmick over the knee that she does, and she got the pin. I cannot wait until these two have a match where they go, oh, I don't know, about 15 minutes, and they actually go to a fall without any other interference, because it was actually a good combination. Men's North American champion Tony D'Angelo defeated Brooks Jensen, who had Sean Spears in his corner. Match went about 5 minutes or so. D'Angelo pinned Jensen after a spine buster. During the match, Tony sold his knee as if he had hurt it, which set up for what came afterwards. Spears offered a handshake to D'Angelo, which allowed Jensen to chop block Tony's injured knee. Stax and Luca weren't there to help because they were one of the tag teams that was still brawling all around the building. There were two segments, and these are the ones that I wish Brian were here, because I'd love to hear him rant about him or just be generally annoyed and not really have any idea what's going on because it's college football teams. But there were two segments on the show that attempted to serve two masters. One for the match that was coming up later on in the night, and then also for the CW's airing of college football coming up this Saturday, when the only two teams in the Pac-12 conference, Oregon State and Washington State, do battle at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Reese and Lennox were dressed in Oregon State gear. Later on, Petrovich and Adonis were in Washington State gear. It was not good. Brindley and Dion was comedically awkward. The one between Carmen and Ashanti wasn't so bad, but long story short, that was building to their match that they were having later on. Lexus King was then shown cutting a long promo to himself. When the camera panned back, it revealed that Pro Wrestling Noah's Yoshiki Inamura was the one that he was talking to. King thanked him and left. Josh Briggs came up to Inamura to ask what that was about. and he said he didn't know. NXT was a crazy place. As he said that, the camera panned to the left, and then all of the tag teams that were brawling at the beginning of the show were continuing to brawl with each other all over the place. The camera cut back to Briggs and Inamura, and Inamura said that that was his kind of crazy. Not sure if he's getting the same type of attention here that Josh Briggs and Tavion Heights had gotten over when they went to Pro Wrestling Noah, but doesn't matter, I guess. Adonis baited Brinley in this mixed tag team match between Carmen Petrovic and Ashante against Brinley and Dion Lennox. It came to an end when Adonis baited Brinley in by asking for a kiss on the cheek. She slapped him, turned around, and ate a roundhouse kick to the face by Petrovic, who then got the pin. Afterwards, Carmen and Ashante gave each other a big hug in the middle of the ring. They were about to have a moment when the referee came in and raised both of their arms up, and then they weren't allowed to have that moment anymore, and they went away. Second Women's Iron Survivor qualifying match. Zarya defeated Ren Sinclair in about 4 minutes. As a result, Zarya now joins Sol Ruka and Stephanie Vacker as three of the five women in the match at Deadline. Earlier in the show, they played a social media post of Roxanne Perez on vacation at the beach when Ruka photobombed her and ruined her day, so we had that. Zarya got the win in her match by hitting a spear and the F5. Solid stuff again from Zarya, who continues to look impressive in these short matches. Sinclair did get in some offense, due in part to a distraction by the now clean-shaven Charlie Dempsey. I don't know if I noticed that last week or not, but he has now shaved the mustache off. After a commercial break, Tony D'Angelo was in the trainer's room. Ava came in to see how he was doing. He began to yell at her. That brought in Eddie Thorpe to complain about the facts that all the tag teams were brawling around during his match earlier on, and he wants that decision overturned. Ava cut him off to finish talking with Tony. She told Tony if he gets cleared, he can wrestle Spears for the title next week. That pissed off Eddie Thorpe, who said, well, if you can do that with his match, why can't you do something for me? Throws a tantrum and walked away. Fatal Influence then came down to the ring to cut a promo. Women's North American champion Fallon Henley made an open challenge for next week. That led to Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson coming out to interrupt. They were followed by Nikita Lyons, Adriana Rizzo, and the rest of the women's locker room. Everybody started to fight in the entrance way. That left Henley alone in the ring, which allowed Tatum Paxley to sneak in behind her. Paxley hit her move on her and then posed with the title belt. So it looks like we got Tatum Paxley as the next NXT Women's North American contender against Fallon Henley, which of course also is going to make Brian very, very happy. Backstage, Carmen talked to Ashante about their match. Nikita Lyons walked by and said, I'm still waiting on that text back. Carmen got upset and stormed off as Ashante yelled back that, hey, I wasn't the one that texted her. Pre-taped Ethan Page promo played. He said his path to regain the NXT championship begins with his Iron Survivor Challenge match next week. Backstage, Axiom told Nathan Frazier that he is going to be the man that took on Page, that takes on Page, which didn't make Nathan Frazier very happy. Another vignette played for Chase U to set up the main event. Andre talking to the class, which includes Duke Hudson, Thea Hale, and Riley Osborne. He got everybody all riled up and fired up, cutting a big old fired up promo, and everybody in Chase U lost their minds, and that led into the main event between Ridge Holland and Andre Chase. Number one contenders match went about 12 minutes. Ridge Holland got the victory, and as a result, he is now the number one contender to Trick Williams' NXT title, and Chase U, how we know it, will be no more. It has got to disband. Holland hit Chase with the Redeemer. He actually had to do it twice to get the victory, but he got the victory. Sad days for Chase U. Sad days for me. The show's ending. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you to put a bow on this thing, Wrestling Observer Live. I wanted to rush through the end. I don't know if you could tell that or not, rushing through that NXT review to get it all in one segment there at the end. It's a good show. It was there to move a bunch of stuff forward. It accomplished that goal. Chase U has got to continue. Maybe it goes on hiatus for a little bit, but it's got to continue. If you saw the show last night, you would have seen a bunch of people decked out in Chase U gear. That is because the crowd was told, hey, if you got Chase U gear, wear it. Made for a good aesthetic. I like that. And the vignettes they did were very good too. And Andre Chase in his role is fantastic. So I'm hoping this thing continues. Duke and Thea and Riley, they all came down to the ring at some point during the match. At one point after Holland had hit a redeemer and looked like the match was over, Duke pulled the referee out of the ring. Why that wasn't a DQ, I have no idea. Doesn't matter. Chase ran wild toward the end, hit the Garvin stomp, got the near fall with a powerbomb out of the corner, and he went up top for a flying body press, but Ridge caught him, rolled through, hit the Redeemer, got the victory. That was that. And as Chase U was laid out, strewn out all over the floor, Duke laid out, Riley laid out, Thea laid out because Riley laid her out, hitting a dive a little bit earlier on. There was Andre Chase slumped in the corner, looking like he was on the verge of tears, looking for the sympathy of that great crowd. And then they started to chant the hey, 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 goodbye song at him. Come on, man! See, that's why there needs to be a performance center in Las Vegas, too. So when these people do something like that, you can go and try to have the other performance center do what they're supposed to do. And that's boo. Be sad. Like I am right now that the show is over. I want to thank all of you out there. I want to thank producer Dom. Hopefully Brian is back here tomorrow so we can talk to you again after a while. Bye-bye.